saw sharp at the edge of town. Oh, Lucy, you know the world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Hey, howl at the moon, shoot out the light, it's a small town Saturday night. Yeah, howl at the moon, shoot out the light.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump will be in a D.C. courtroom. His lawyers today trying to argue he is immune from prosecution. ABC News investigative reporter Olivia Rubin with more.
Trump is going back to court today, as we have seen him do quite often. And this time, it's to argue in his D.C. election subversion case that it should be dismissed. He is claiming that he has presidential immunity and therefore cannot be charged, cannot be indicted, cannot be prosecuted for actions that he took relating to his responsibilities when he was president of the United States.
There is now a tornado warning out in Atlanta, part of that massive storm spreading across the country, bringing rain, snow, ice, and twisters to millions from coast to coast. Jim Harbaugh raising the championship trophy as gold and white confetti sprayed over his Michigan Wolverines last night. They defeated the Washington Huskies in the National Football Championship. This is ABC News. Nearly two dozen people are hurt after an explosion in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
This is Jim Ryan in Fort Worth. The 20-story brick tower was built by rancher William Thomas Wagner in 1920. Sandman Signature opened its 245-room hotel inside the historic landmark last year. And Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker says,
this is a beautiful building that was just recently renovated and opened. And so we'll work with the ownership of that building as quickly as possible, as soon as it's structurally sound enough to do so.
The explosion was felt for miles around the building. Investigators are looking for the cause of the blast. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Fort Worth.
There is about to be a major change in the airline industry next month. Joanna Garrity will take over as CEO of the airline and will become the first woman to lead a major American airline. And by unanimous vote, South Korea's parliament has approved a ban on the sale of dog meat. Breeding, trading, and selling dog meat to eat will be banned starting in 2027. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Light snow will continue through early afternoon. We may get another inch or two by the time it all winds down later today. Our high 33. The wind today will be out of the north, 10 to 20, gusting to 30. That could create some blowing snow. Tonight, some blowing snow, otherwise cloudy, 23 tomorrow. Some light snow, high near 30. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. An 8-year-old boy died after falling through the ice near Madison. Friday afternoon, the boy and his 6-year-old brother fell into a retention pond in Sun Prairie. Rescue crews got both of the boys out of the water. They were taken to a hospital where the older boy died and his younger brother is in critical condition. Major battery manufacturer announces the closure of its second southern Wisconsin plant. The shutdown of the Energizer plant in Portage will lead to the layoff of 135 employees there. A letter Energizer sent to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the first wave of layoffs will start March 5th. And statewide preparations are being made for the first major winter storm of the season. The National Weather Service says we can expect heavy, wet snow starting today, with parts of the state between La Crosse and Green Bay seeing 6 to 11 inches of snow. Southeastern Wisconsin will be getting a mix of snow and sleet. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell. And Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad at firebob.com.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winikins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Numbers R Us, your QuickBooks Pro Advisor and Daily Money Managers, Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Some Republicans and Democrats at the Wisconsin Capitol agree they don't like the newly proposed medical marijuana program in the state. Menominee State Representative Clint Moses, along with a number of other Republicans yesterday, pitched the plan to open 5 state-owned marijuana dispensaries and allow some people with chronic or severe medical conditions to buy some marijuana products. Smokable marijuana is not one of them. Some Democrats, like Madison Senator Melissa Agard, said the medical program is too restrictive and won't help enough people. While some Republicans, like State Representative Barbara Dietrich, said she doesn't want to open the door to fully legal pot in the state. Supporters, though, think they have enough vote to pass the program. Governor Evers has said he would sign it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging the public to report any black bear den locations across Wisconsin with an ongoing black bear reproductive study. While reporting all den locations is critical to the success of the study, there's a particular need for reports from Buffalo and Pierce counties. Now, the public's encouraged to report as much information about occupied black bear dens as possible without approaching or disturbing the den. Helpful information would include a photo of the den showing it relative to the surroundings, the GPS location, and a description of the location of the den. For more information, visit the Wisconsin DNR website. A Casson, Minnesota man is headed to prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. 33-year-old William Schillingford was sentenced to 21 years in prison for the shooting death of 70-year-old John Colbert in Byron in 2022. According to the Olmsted County Sheriff's Department, Schillingford shot Colbert twice while racking his gun, assuming a shooting stance, and he also raised the gun. Now, three shots were fired. Schillingford and Colbert were acquaintances. The Red Cross is sounding the alarm about a critical blood shortage in Wisconsin. The Red Cross yesterday said blood donations are at about 20-year low. Dr. Eric Gary says the situation is dire as we head into the depth of the winter season. He says all blood types are needed, but type O blood is needed the most. The Red Cross says the number of blood donors across the country has dropped by more than 40% over the past 20 years. They're hoping that by sounding the alarm, they can get more people to donate. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
One boy died while his younger brother is clinging to life after falling through the ice near Madison. On Friday, two boys ages 8 and 6 fell into the retention pond in Sun Prairie. Rescue crews were called to the scene and got both of the boys out of the water. They were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The older boy died while his younger brother remains critical. The boys were players with the Black Men's Coalition of Dane County's Youth Baseball League. In a social media post, the group said a GoFundMe for the family has been created. At the Capitol, Republicans have advanced a bill to restrict public resources from going to abortions. The bill, approved on a party-line vote in the state Senate committee Monday, would prohibit all state and local government employees from providing abortions, abortion information, referrals, or training, and ban the use of public property for those purposes. It does not prohibit physicians from providing abortion care if the life of the pregnant woman is at risk and all reasonable measures to save the life of the mother and child have been taken. If it gets to his desk, Governor Evers said he would likely veto the bill. A new interactive map shows where funds are being distributed in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says $888 million federal dollars has gone towards state transportation infrastructure projects. They've developed a map and dashboard that will break down the cities, communities, and tribes that are receiving the funding since 2009. The DOT says the map will also help Wisconsin communities find money that they could qualify for. The map and the data can be found on the Wisconsin DOT website. Governor Evers says he's open to a tax cut for retirees in Wisconsin. The governor was a guest on Capital City Sunday, Monday, and he said he's keeping an open mind about the plan from Republicans to make Wisconsin tax-free for retirees. The governor said he wouldn't support a plan that mostly benefits the very, very wealthy, but said he's open to the idea of a tax cut. Evers said he may ask Republicans to tie the tax cut to an increase in child care funding. The governor's been pushing for that extra child care spending since the federal coronavirus emergency order expired last year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens. The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing.
All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
The Michigan Wolverines are college football's national champs after knocking off Washington 34-13 in the title game in Houston. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Blake Corum rushing for 134 yards and two touchdowns in the victory. Donovan Edwards also rushed for two scores, and Michigan's defense had two interceptions and held the Huskies to just 46 yards on the ground, Wolverines earning their first national title since 1997. Packers off today before returning on Wednesday to start preparing for Sunday's wildcard playoff game against the Cowboys in Arlington. Packers coach Matt LaFleur was asked how he makes sure the team isn't just happy to be in the playoffs.
I fully believe that these guys have the mindset of just showing up and continuing to work, try to get a little bit better. We obviously know we have a great challenge in front of us going down to Dallas against a team that they're 8-0 at home. They seem to be playing their best ball at home, littered with Pro Bowlers all over their roster. You know, our guys, they know it starts with the work that we put in and the preparation, and it's going to be a big week for us.
After Atlanta fired head coach Arthur Smith after their season ended, Washington did the same with their head coach Ron Rivera. The Commanders finished the season 4-13 and made the playoffs once in Rivera's four seasons in Washington. Bucks blown out by Utah 132-116 at Fiserv last night. The Bucks trailed by as many as 33, and the Boo Birds out in Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo led all scorers with 25 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds. Says he doesn't blame the fans for booing.
I think we have great fans, but like around the league, if you don't play hard, you don't give everything to the team. There's times that you might get booed. I'll boo myself tonight, too. I was like, I heard the boo, and I was like, boo. I was like, in my head, I was booing myself.
Bucks have dropped four of their last five. They'll host the Celtics on Thursday night. Badgers climbing six spots from 21 to 15 in both top 25 polls this week, while Marquette dropped to 11th in the AP poll and 12th in the coaches poll. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
The Minnesota Wild couldn't get the puck past Matt Murray during a 4-0 loss to the Dallas Stars at the Xcel Energy Center. The Wild gave up two shorthanded goals and a power play goal during the losing effort. The Wild will visit Dallas tomorrow night. The Timberwolves will try to get back into the winning column when they visit Orlando tonight. The Wolves have dropped three of their last four after falling to Dallas with a 115-108 loss on Sunday. Tonight's game starts at 6. Kirk Cousins might be looking to stay in Minnesota. The impending free agent told reporters yesterday he will value structure more than money in his contract. The Vikings quarterback added that he made a lot of money during his NFL career, so he's not as worried about the money in his next contract. Cousins tore his Achilles tendon in Week 8 and missed the rest of the season. Now, in other team news, Minnesota signed 10 players to future contracts yesterday. High school sports on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Boys basketball from last night. Spring Valley defeated Cumberland 71-83. It was Elk Mound over Fall Creek 58-44. Girls basketball from last night. Altoona defeats Menominee 35-25. And it was Ellsworth over Central 69-25. to 30. High school basketball today on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. In boys basketball, Elma Center Lincoln is at Blair Taylor. Cochran Fountain City hosting Arcadia. Augusta at Elma Pepin. That game to be held at Pepin High School. Gilmanton Independence is hosting Oliva Strum. Whitehall is at Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Dunn St. Croix Conference boys basketball tonight. Mondovi hosting McDonald Central. In the Middle Border Conference, Altoona's at Amory, Ellsworth hosting Prescott. St. Croix Central travels to Baldwin-Woodville. Osceola is hosting Somerset. Girls basketball tonight in the Darrellin Conference, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran is at Melrose-Mindoro. In the Dunn-St. Croix Conference tonight in girls basketball, Durand, Arkansas is at Spring Valley. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN with the AdventHealth Panther preview at 6:45 and tip-off at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, Mondovi is at Boyceville, Colfax hosting Glenwood City, Plum City Elmwood is at Elk Mound. And in the Middle Border Conference tonight in girls basketball, Prescott at Menominee, Somerset hosting River Falls, Amory is at Rice Lake. Again, tonight, girls basketball with Durand, Arkansas at Spring Valley. Our coverage begins at 6:45 here on WRDN. This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scanadia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Some of my friends who don't want to travel north to scratch that ice fishing itch are doing something just a little bit different to take care of that urge to fish. I'll tell you what it is, but first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
A couple of my buddies decided they did not want to travel up north to get onto the good ice. So what they did was traveled a little farther south and went out on the river. Now, they've taken some of their ice fishing gear with them, a shelter, some heaters, and they set it up on the shoreline in a nice little area that's got some beach to it. And they casted out some bait, and they were fishing for whatever was biting. They're catching carp, they're catching walleyes, they're catching smallmouth bass, and they're occasionally pulling in that big catfish. They're sitting in their shelters, doors are open, heaters are going, but they can sit there and watch their rods. They tell me this is a lot like fishing a tip-up. They put their rods in rod holders, they sit in their ice fishing shelters, they're looking out at their rods, and when the rod starts bucking, they know they've got a fish on, they go out there, they reel it in. They're looking for thick ice near them, but this warm weather has stagnated that some. So why not get out the ice fishing gear, some of it anyway, go down to the river, set it up, and do a little simulated tip-up fishing. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of clouds. That winter weather advisory does continue. Could see another inch of snow, highs low 30s, north winds at 10 to 20. Tonight's cloudy with patchy blowing snow early, lows low 20s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of snow. We'll have highs near 30. Currently across the region, we do have plenty of clouds. Still some areas of snow as well. Mondovi, Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson, and Lake City at 30. Ogalle, 29. Plum City, 28. Here at WRDN, we do have some very light snow, 30 with Montgomery Gentry. And if you ever stop loving me, it's 824.
Ain't Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, the nights ignite like gasoline and light up those streets that never sleep when the sky goes dark, out where the wild things are. I called my brother from the back of that plane. Second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's ignite like gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, they're built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Lit up those where the wild things are.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Combs, Where the Wild Things Are, 8:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Wisconsin Women in Agriculture Conference this Friday and Saturday at Three Bears Resort. It's an event designed to provide research-based and practical educational opportunities for all women interested in any aspect of agriculture. Visit the UW Extension website for more information on that. Let's run down birthdays for today. Celebrating birthdays today. Singer David Johansen is 74. He's the frontman for the group the New York Dolls. Country singer Crystal Gayle is 73 today. Also, this actress was in the TV series Nip Tuck. And also, the movie The Patriot. We're talking about Jolie Richardson, 59 today. This former basketball player was the shortest player in NBA history at 5'3". He appeared in the film Space Jam along with Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, and others in 1996. Muggsy Bogues, 59 today. Also, actor Omari Hardwick is 50, was in the movie The A-Team. Also, Kate Middleton, Catherine Princess of Wales, is 42 today. Born on this date, the creator of Blondie, cartoonist Chick Young, born in this date in 1901. Former President Richard Nixon, born in the state in 1913, the first president to resign from office. This actor is best known for his portrayal of the title character on the TV series Gilligan's Island, Bob Denver, born in the state in 1935. A singer and actor Jimmy Boyd, born in the state in 1939. He's best known for the holiday song I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And this actress starred in several films, including They Shoot Horses, Don't They? And A Man for All Seasons, Susanna York, born in the state in 1941. Celebrating a birthday today, Audrey Brantner celebrating a birthday. So her name goes into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, where the ground beef sale going on right now at Durand Smokehouse. Also, to enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Suite C, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse and WRDN.
We've got what you want.
The Durand Smokehouse ground beef sale going on now through January 18th. $4.59 a pound, packaged in 1, 1.5, or 2 pound tubes. There's a 10 pound minimum on orders. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of clouds. That winter weather advisory does continue. Could see another inch of snow, blowing and drifting snow late this morning and this afternoon. We'll have highs low 30s, north winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, blowing snow in the evening, lows low 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy, 40% chance of snow, highs near 30. Currently across the region, we still have some areas of snow. Mondovi, Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson, and Lake City at 30. Ocali, 29. Plum City, 28. Here at WRDN, still have some light snow, 30 with Red Akins, and that ain't my truck. It's 840.
She'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house. And sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't
There's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all. Sitting in my place, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't.
your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, "What you been up to lately?" I told him, "Chasing a dollar," and in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, "If you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree and watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. 'Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt."
Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. 'Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
You can buy dirt. Thank the good Lord for it,
'cause he ain't making any more of it.
So buy dirt,
find the one you can't live without.
Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground.
Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. And send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. 'Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her? I ain't never seen. She took chances
thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember life before she came.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Cody Johnson, the painter, 853. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, the Corn Soybean Expo coming up February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Visit cornsoyexpo.com for more information on that. Well, that $700 million deal with pitcher Shohei Ohtani and the LA Dodgers has sparked the attention of California State Controller Malia Cohen. Now, the bulk of Ohtani's pay will be deferred 10 years. And it's most likely to a time when he will likely no longer be subject to California's tax law. Uh-oh, the state wants their cut. He could return to Japan and then escape payment of California income taxes. Cohen says the current tax system allows for these kinds of deferrals, primarily to the wealthy, and creates an imbalance. She's now asking Congress to take action to correct the imbalance to move toward a more fair distribution of taxes. Now, the other thing is this is a state deal, so why would Congress have to be dealing with it? But you have to wonder as well, would Congress also want to deal with it? Because the feds are probably going, hey, wait a minute. They may have a point. We're not going to get any of that money either. And, you know, it's like the lottery. When you win, the government wins.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy?
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Mm-hmm.
buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude. Fired up, beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. Just idle on over and toss us a line. Fast trackers, bayliners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joe's rocking the boat. Club. Bermuda flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. Everybody's jumping in. Sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old guitar and pass them around. Fast trackers, bayliners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joe's rocking the boat. That's a Club. When the party's over and we're all alone, we'll be making waves in an no-wake zone.